Thank the Lord for such a wonderful message, such a truth that my Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God He was, my God He is, my God is always going to be. Yesterday afternoon at the seed sower, at the lunch, I was sitting at a table with several folks, and one of the choir members' husbands was sitting there, and she asked him, she said, "What are you going to do tomorrow when we sing that song, when we come to that part?" Because you see, when they practice in the car, when she's listening to it and he's riding along with her, he would always burst right in there. "My Savior loves, my Savior lives." He would sing it out. I don't know if you heard him out there this morning or not. But you know, I appreciated that. And particularly what struck me as I thought about what we've been singing about and seeing and hearing this morning was the fact that it's my Savior, my God. And that's really what it's all about as we come together here this morning. It's so wonderful to know that He is God, and He is. And His resurrection from the dead showed that to us, proved that to us. If there was any question, there shouldn't have been any question anyway. And we see the evidences that He showed, demonstrated in His life, in the fulfilling of prophecies, in the miracles, the words that He spoke. But if there was any question in any mind whether or not He truly is God, the resurrection from the dead proves that. And Romans 1 chapter 4 tells us that God demonstrated with power by the resurrection from the dead that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. What a blessing to know that He is God and to know that He is Savior, that when He went to the cross of Calvary, He went for the purpose of taking our sin upon Himself, suffering physically, yes, in a way beyond our imagination, but the spiritual suffering that the Son of God endured while He was there in those hours of darkness, when He took all the sins of the whole world upon Himself, your sin and my sin, and He took the punishment for all of the sins of the world against God who is holy. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took all of the punishment that we deserved upon Himself, all of your punishment, which is all eternity in hell. That's what it cost us. That's the payment for our sins, suffering without end, separation from God in a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But the Lord Jesus, God the Son, was able to take that punishment on Himself so that we could say, "My Savior loves." The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He showed that in coming to this earth and dying on the cross of Calvary for you and for me personally. My Savior loves. My Savior lives. He's alive today and alive at the right hand of God. He says, "Come unto me." And He opens His arms and those nail-pierced hands outstretched. And He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, loaded down with sin." And He said, "I'll give you rest. Come to me." So many of us here this morning have experienced that rest, that peace that comes only when we know that our sins are forgiven, that God no longer holds them against us in the court of heaven. And the only way that we can know that is to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior, my God. You may be here this morning and never have trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you've heard the story many times, the story of Easter, the story of the crucifixion and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but maybe you've never truly trusted Him alone for forgiveness and eternal life. And He makes that offer to you now. You might say, "What a wonderful day to receive the Lord Jesus, to trust Him as Savior on Easter Sunday." Let me tell you this. What is so important about you trusting Christ today is not that this is Resurrection Sunday, but that the Bible says, "Behold, now is the time of salvation." Behold, today is the day of salvation. And that's God's message to you this morning if you don't know Christ as your Savior. His message is, "I love you so much that I sent my Son for you." And He loves you so much that He died on the cross for you. And He rose again. Paul said this was the gospel. We read it in 1 Corinthians 15. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And He was seen by over 500 people after He resurrected. What a privilege to be able to sing, whether it's in the audience, in the choir, in our car, in our bed, walking to work, doing our job with our children, whatever, to be able to say, my Savior loves, my Savior lives, my God He was, my God He is, my God is always going to be. Maybe you've not been able to say, my God He was, but you can now, by faith, you can say, my God He is. If you're willing to admit that you're a sinner, Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. If it wasn't for our sin, there would have been no reason for the Lord Jesus, God the Son, to die. He died because we are sinners and He took our punishment on Himself. And that was the plan of God from before the foundation of the earth, that the Lord Jesus would come as the Lamb and He would shed His blood that our sins might be forgiven. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads this resurrection morning as we close in prayer. And I want to give you just a moment to reflect in your own heart. Because if we just get up and walk out and forget what we heard and forget what we saw and forget what we were thinking, you know, the devil will snatch that right away. So I just want to give you a few moments just to think about the things that have been presented today, about who Jesus Christ is. If you know Him as your Savior, I hope that during this moment your heart will well up with thanksgiving and you'll have to contain yourself from audibly saying, my God He is, my Savior He is. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you've never asked Him to forgive you of your sins based on His death, God is just, and God cannot just overlook sin. God said, the soul that sins must die. And the Lord Jesus said, I will take their place. Take me instead. That's what the Lord Jesus said. And He suffered not only physical death, but the spiritual death of separation from God the judge. And He said, my God, why have You forsaken me? He was being forsaken because He had your sin and my sin on Himself. So I want to give you just a moment to think about that. And ask yourself, have I ever received Him as my Savior? Have I committed my eternal destiny to Him based on who He is and what He has done for me? And if you haven't, and you sense the Spirit of God nudging you today, that if you die today, you will end up in a lost eternity with no hope of salvation, then you just tell Him right where you are in the simplest way you know how, God, I'm a sinner. I know I've sinned against You. I deserve eternity in hell, but I believe Your Son died for me, and I believe He rose again, and I trust Him at this moment. The best I know how, I receive Him as my Savior. I count on Him and nothing of myself. Father, save me. He'll do that. Father, You know every heart in this room at this moment. Father, You know what our own condition is before You individually. Father, You look down and You see this group, but Lord, You look down and You see each individual sitting right there where each male, each female, You see them, Lord, individually, and You're looking right now. You know the heart. Father, You know which ones of us have truly received the Lord Jesus as Savior, and we've been forgiven. We've been brought into Your family. We've been made new. Father, You've changed our lives. But Father, You also know those here this morning that have never received You. Father, for whatever reason, maybe it's neglect, maybe it's doubt, maybe it's a desire to do other things. Father, maybe it's a misunderstanding of the simplicity of the gospel. But Father, whatever it is, we pray that at this moment by the Holy Spirit, You will take Your word and You will deeply convict the hearts of anyone in that condition today. Father, that they might cry out to You for forgiveness and Your mercy. Father, it's by grace that we have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is Your gift to us, not of our works, lest anyone should boast. Father, You have saved us not by any works of righteousness that we have done, but according to Your mercy. Father, show this truth to any who may be here that do not know the Lord Jesus. We thank You for our Savior. Father, those of us who can say it, we do. We just cry out, my Savior lives. My Savior loves. My Savior's always there for me. Father, thank you that He's there. Thank you that He's with us for all eternity. Father, thank you that He is God, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself that He might redeem us from all iniquity, to purify unto Himself a people of His own, enthusiastic about good works, living for Him. Father, may that be true of every one of us as we think about the Savior and we think of His glorious appearing in a soon day. Father, we commend our hearts and lives to You in the name of Your risen Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. We'd love to talk with you after the meeting if we could help you in any spiritual way. Thank you for being here, and may the Lord bless you on this resurrection day.